Well, in particular, our fabulous weekend had pretty much everybody on the planet wanting to get outside and just do something. So Annie Dugan, at the spur of the moment, will have an entire list of A, art things that you can see outside, and B, art that you can make outside. Surprise! Not really. I was just kind of kidding, well, but yeah.
No, because we have talked about this already. And there are some amazing public art sculptures in Duluth. And you can sit and look at art. You can contemplate it, standing, looking at it. But you can also interact with it. And there's some really fun, if you do a Google search of people and public art, you will get a lot of really funny images of people posing in fun ways and, you know, pretty much all PG-13, PG.
Well, and the good ones, I mean, the funny ones, the ones that are clever are the ones that are PG-13, you know, people that are, again, and they're not damaging the artwork. They're just posing in funny ways next to it and get somebody to snap a photograph. And, you know, I mean, everybody's done the thing with some kind of an historical landmark in the background.
Where they're
and they're holding their fingers, like, you know, they're holding it in the palm of their hand or something. And just being kind of creative and enjoying public art. And if you've ever watched little kids find statuary that they can access, I guess I'm thinking because I've been at some zoos
recently.
But at the zoo,
yes.
The idea is you hug the statue, you sit, you know, you lie. There was an elephant statue at the San Diego Zoo when I visited last month. And I hugged the elephant around the trunk because that's how I go. And one of the grounds people walked by and he goes, "No, you're supposed to lie down under its foot."
Oh.
I'm like, "Oh, where's my head?"
Yeah, right.
My head
it's
just
up to you to enjoy
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
Well, the Duluth Zoo, those zoo animals, the barn animals, when the terrible flood happened, and they wanted to commemorate the barn animals. So Ann Klefstad made sculptures of some of the beloved barn animals at the zoo. And those sculptures get just as much attention as the live animals because kids can ride on them. They can love them. I mean, it's just a wonderful expression of how people, you know, really can adore the art in their lives. So,
and you can't really go to the Minnesota Zoo without, you know, jumping up on top of the bison or the wolves, or I'm trying to think about
totally.
What's right and in the front there. And there's a lot of that sort of thing, you know, for little kids and those of us who are tiny children at heart. So there.
Exactly. Well, and the Walker Art Center every year does their artist-designed mini golf course. So you can actually play art when you go to the Walker. They have every year they get artists to design unique visions for mini golf. So you can, you know, play a Jasper Johns inspired piece or, you know, they're some are art related, some are Minnesota related, some are just like wonderfully bizarre use of color line and shape with the basic elements. So there you go, Lisa, spur of the moment. There are many options.
You know, I'm really going to be so curious to find out at the end of the summer about the public art pieces that we just did an interview about that are down at Canal Park where they had gotten three artists to do wraps for these electrical utility boxes. And these are things that kind of fade into the background and nobody really notices them. Well, now, of course, they're decorated with beautiful, beautiful art that's really Canal Park centric and people are engaging with them. And I'm wondering, you know, are people sitting on top of them, you know, or are they standing just next to them and getting a lot of selfies taken? And what about the people that have to actually open them up and work? Does it make them happy to have their utility box?
You never think about like the people that actually, you know, interact with them.
Do they really
their job?
Do they enjoy it? Does it make it better or not so much better? Or do they wish that there was something cool inside now, just for them, just a little something just for them?
Right.
So many questions, so few answers.
We will wait and see. And in the meantime, you can enjoy art this week Tuesday is a big, big opening at the Duluth Art Institute. Three exhibitions. I talked about the exhibition Strata last week with Susanna Gaunt, Natalie Salmon and Rude, Julianne Shibata, and Russell Prather. It is just absolutely stunning. But there's two others that are having a recognition on Tuesday from 5 to 8 as well. And that is Allie and Killian Moore's solo exhibition. The title of the show, his show, is I Am What's Wrong with the World. he has taken over the George Morrison Gallery and installed his moving images. So he works in film, but he works in all different formats. So he works in 16mm and 8mm and digital. And he's really interested with how those different mediums in film can affect you as a viewer. I mean, he's very much interested in the visual aspects and the visual ability of film to communicate. So he is not so much narrative in his work. He is much more interested in that visual elements, that sort of hypnotic power of the moving image, and the aesthetic power of the moving image. He's looking at aspects of power, aspects of homelessness, of, you know, how we organize ourselves as humans, and sort of you can come into the space and it allows you to meditate on these topics in interesting ways. So those are those two exhibitions. And then a third in the Corridor Gallery. This is really fun. The Duluth Art Institute works with interns throughout the year from all of our wonderful institutions of higher education. And this year, the four interns, Megan Finnegan, Sierra Lundmark, Cheese Cape, and Rachel Feigl, have designed this exhibition from beginning to end. So they came up with the idea, they found the work, they installed it, they did promotional material for it. So they did every aspect of it. And it is exploring they've studied pop art, right? Pop art was this movement in the 1960s. Andy Warhol, Rory Lichtenstein, you know, Lichtenstein famously said, you know, at that point in art history, the only thing that was sort of, you know, we've hung an oil rag on the wall and called it art. The only thing that was disgusting to people was advertising. So that was what they wanted to use to shock people. So the pop artists of the 60s used popular culture and advertising and all this stuff for their art to sort of look at and question society. Well, these interns are saying, well, how do we look at consumer culture now? How capitalism plays in politics and what we buy and how we deal with celebrities? How do we interpret that now in 2019 versus 1960? So I'm really excited to see what these young voices decide we should look at as viewers. So that is all three of those shows open this Tuesday at the Duluth Art Institute from 5 to 8. And then Thursday is also a really special opening at the Duluth Pottery. This is Karin Kramer has really done an amazing job, not only of creating space for contemporary ceramic artists of the region in her Duluth Pottery space, but also two-dimensional visual art. So she does a series of pairings of exhibitions of artists on the walls paired with the pottery. And this Thursday from 5 to 7, the Lake Superior Watercolor Society will be having a show. So Lake Superior Watercolor Society has been running, I should know this, I think, I, for sure it's been over 50 years. And they have just a amazing roster of rock star artists. And I think it's a beautiful pairing with Karin Kramer's work, especially because Karin Kramer's Myolica pottery is so fluid. It involves, you know, it almost feels like watercolor, that you're looking at ceramic watercolor. And so I think it's going to be a really amazing pairing with the watercolor work on the walls. But Sue Rauschenfels, Karen Anderson, Nikki Johnson, Rosemary Gatormson, some of my most beloved artists, both as people and as artists in the community, are going to be part of that exhibition. So definitely stop on to Lincoln Park this Thursday from 5 to 7 for that. And I'm sure I can't wait to get my next pop quiz question next Monday, Lisa.
And of course, there will be one where we throw something at you out of left field and you have to go from there. It's radio, it's challenge, it's a radio challenge here on Northland Morning.
I love it. Well, I just saw the Huskies opener, so left field works great for me.
All right, fantastic. We're going to talk about the Huskies, and we're going to talk about that poster project next week here on Northland Morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan this morning not only lets us know where art is in the community, but fills us in on some fun ways that we can interact with it. And we also love to brainstorm ideas for more art here in the Twin Ports. Where's Art? Every Monday at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.